This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I hope it's a special day for you. Well, I'm sure you can recall those terrible events of the 11th of September 2001 in New York. The massive loss of life, such a tragedy. Two planes smashed into the World Trade Center Twin Towers. It just seemed unbelievable, couldn't it, that this could happen and be seen by so many people around the world. The years have passed by, but we'll never forget that tragedy. And I did read of one amazing escape. And this was shared by a man called Ron DeFrancesco. He was a money market broker working at his desk there that morning on the 84th floor. And one plane plowed into the North Tower, which was opposite him, and smoke started to pour out from that tower. But then about 9:03, the next plane hit his building between levels 77 and 85. He was on level 84. So his floor was destroyed. He walked toward the stairway. Smoke filled the staircase and he seemed trapped. And it was getting fairly desperate when all of a sudden he heard a man's voice say to him, "Get up." Now, there was no one else around him. He was the only one at that particular place. And he heard this insistent, urgent voice telling him to get up. And Ron said later it was more than a voice. He said it was more like a vivid sense of someone there, a physical presence. And someone, he believed, led him to the stairs and he had to fight through the debris and then the flames. He had to run through flames. He was singed by the fire, but he kept going until he came to a lift stairwell just below the fire on level 76 of that building. And later on it was revealed he was the last person out of that south tower, actually, before it crashed at about 9:50. And the police said that Ron was one of only four people who actually escaped the building alive from above that 81st floor. And the article I read actually said that today, Ron DeFrancesco still cannot understand how he survived. And he believes in divine intervention. He said, "I believe in God, that God protected me. He led me and spoke to me." Do you believe in God's protection? Well, yes, I do. I don't understand exactly how it works. And I've heard of other interesting stories like that from Ron. And it reminds me of the Bible and some great verses here from Psalm 91. And the Message paraphrase says that he, talking about God, rescues you from hidden traps. He shields you from the deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you until you're perfectly safe. Fear nothing. You'll stand untouched. Watch it all from a distance because God is your refuge. The high God, your very own home. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of trouble. I'll give you the best care if only you'll get to know and trust me. Call on me and I'll answer. I'll be at your side in the bad times. I'll rescue you and give you a long life. They're the verses there from Psalm 91 from the paraphrase version. The Bible, of course, is full of different accounts of God's supernatural protection. You might remember three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the fiery furnace. They were alive in the midst of this fiery furnace. And then there was Daniel in the lion's den. So you see that God really has no problem bringing people out of threatening circumstances. How he does it is just another story. I don't know. But time and time again, he's proven that God can do that. And he will get that job done. It reminds me too of Deuteronomy 33 verse 27. The Bible says, "The eternal God, he is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." And in Psalm 46 verse 1, if you have a look at this sometime, you'll see here that God is our mighty fortress, who's always ready to help in times of trouble. There are amazing verses that, again, Psalm 91, he orders his angels to protect you. Wherever you go, he who dwells in that secret place will remain stable. And in Psalm 91, verse 14, it says, "Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name." Well, Lord, help us today to be open and transparent before you. Sometimes we think that we can hide things from you and from other people, but you know the intentions of our heart. Thank you for your divine protection. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.